USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a partial government shutdown over the issue continues, President Trump is now looking again for bipartisan support when it comes to border security. The White House inviting top leaders from both parties to a briefing today that will be led by the Department of Homeland Security. In Brazil for the presidential inauguration there, America's top diplomat says that the president's recent decision to remove troops from Syria is not impacting current relations with Israel. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying,
"The counter-ISIS campaign continues, our efforts to counter Iranian aggression continue, and our commitment to Middle East stability and the protection of Israel continues in the same way it did before that decision was made."
Pompeo speaking after his meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Mitt Romney is calling President Trump's character into question just days before the incoming U.S. Senator from Utah takes office. In a Washington Post op-ed, Romney writes that with the nation so divided, presidential leadership and character is indispensable, and he says that's where President Trump's shortfalls are most glaring. A mother and daughter in Florida are lucky to be alive, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A two-year-old girl was injured after falling into the rhinoceros exhibit at the Brevard Zoo in Melbourne, Florida. The child's mother was also injured, and both of them were taken to a hospital in Orlando. Zoo officials say the toddler fell through the cracks in the fence during a hands-on experience at the zoo. The snout of at least one of the rhinos did make contact with the little girl. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Officials say garbage and human waste are becoming problems at national parks because of the partial government shutdown. It has left parks open for now, but without staff to collect fees and operate visitor areas or clean up after folks, it's looking like more and more of them are going to be shutting down after all. Joshua Tree National Park in California closing its campgrounds this week because toilets are reaching capacity. Yosemite has closed some areas because of a lack of restrooms and, again, impacts from human waste. Newspapers across the country now know why distribution was snarled for several days late last week. It turns out the L.A. Times, San Diego Union-Tribune, and West Coast editions of the New York Times and Wall Street Journal were infected with malware known as Ryuk. The name apparently refers to a character in a popular anime and manga series Death Note. The virus also hit papers in Chicago, Connecticut, and Florida. And a new report does say that plane crash fatalities around the world jumped sharply in 2018, going from 13 deaths in 2017 to about 500 last year. But the report says there was only one death of a person on a U.S. airline last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.